Welcome to this historical walking tour of Temple Oag from South Dublin County Council, taking in sites of significant importance to Irish and local heritage. Our walk will take roughly 1 hour and 20 minutes. Please use pedestrian crossings and apply the Safe Cross Code when crossing roads during the tour. Getting to Temple Oag is straightforward by both public transport and by car. By bus, the 15, 49, 65 or 65B all serve Temple Oag Village from Dublin city centre. If you are travelling by car, Temple Oag is well signposted from the M50 motorway. Take junction 11 and follow the signs to the village. There is limited on-street parking in Temple Oag Village. However, you will find a pay and display car park at the rear of Hollingsworth Cycles. This historical walk of Temple Oag begins outside the Temple Oag Inn, or the morgue as it is otherwise known. On your way to the Temple Oag Inn, I'll give you some background on the village's history. Temple Oag was a small village isolated from Dublin city. The now ruined church or chapel in Temple Oag graveyard, erected in 1273 to replace the inaccessible chapel of Kilsanton, appears to be the earliest freestanding remains. It was recorded as a ruin around 1615. The Talbots, who were resident in Temple Oag House at the time, were presumably not interested in maintaining what had become an Anglican church after the Reformation. The estates of Terenure and Bushy Park lay between the village and the modern Terenure crossroads. The construction of the long and straight Temple Oag Road, originally built as a toll road, through these estates in 1801, made Temple Oag a much more accessible place. Today, Temple Oag Village is mainly a centre of new houses and shops, with few elements of the old village remaining.